Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. A new workforce resource is being unveiled today in Dade County. The Dade County Industrial Development Authority, in partnership with the Dade County Public Library and the Cherokee Regional Library System, is opening the new Career Center today. The center will provide residents with access to job search tools, career resources, and workforce development support, all right here in the community. Leaders say the goal is to connect local residents with job opportunities, support employers, and help build careers without leaving Dade County. Officials also highlight the benefits of working locally, including shorter commutes, lower cost of living, and improved quality of life. Freshman Congressman Clay Fuller is highlighting his support for the Second Amendment just days after being sworn into office. Fuller has joined the House Second Amendment Caucus and is co-sponsoring several pieces of legislation related to gun rights. In a statement, Fuller said he remains fully committed to protecting the rights of gun owners and called it a top priority as he begins his first term in Congress. The move reflects early legislative actions from the Northwest Georgia Congressman as he outlines his policy priorities in the nation's capital. Gun policy continues to be a topic of national debate, with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle weighing in on firearm regulations and public safety. The Walker County Tax Commissioner's Office in Rock Spring will remain closed to the public through at least Thursday of this week following water damage from a burst pipe. County spokesperson Joe Legee says the office inside the local government services building on Highway 95 was impacted after flooding damaged several offices. To accommodate residents, the Tax Commissioner's Office in Rossville on McFarland Avenue will remain open with extended hours from 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with six service windows fully staffed. The Rock Spring building also houses the assessor's office, planning and zoning, and codes enforcement, all of which were affected by the flooding. Residents are encouraged to visit the Rossville location for services until repairs are complete. A DeKalb County, Alabama man has been arrested in connection with a child pornography investigation. Authorities say 39-year-old Brad Anthony Roden was taken into custody Thursday after the Fort Payne Police Department executed a search warrant at his home. Roden is charged with 9 counts of possession of child pornography and was arrested without incident. He was initially booked into the Fort Payne City Jail, later transferred to the DeKalb County Detention Center. His bond was set at $270,000. Police say the investigation is ongoing. Additional charges are possible. Jackson County leaders are working to address space concerns inside the courthouse following the completion of a new government annex. The new annex now houses the county's revenue office, the tag office, and driver's license services, freeing up space inside the main courthouse building. Officials say one growing concern remains, though, evidence storage for the Jackson County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Rocky Harnan says evidence lockers are reaching capacity, with items now being stacked, making it harder to manage and retrieve materials for ongoing cases. While all evidence is still properly accounted for, the lack of space is creating operational challenges. The sheriff says the plan is to consolidate multiple evidence rooms, including firearms and drug storage, into one secure centralized location. Meanwhile, Bill Nance says the county's next step is to relocate the juvenile court into the courthouse. Currently located off-site, that brings it into the main building, and he says that's expected to improve both efficiency and safety with quicker access to law enforcement if needed. The Atlanta Braves are set for the first of three against the Washington Nationals a little bit earlier airtime this evening at 5:30, with the first pitch at 6:45. That'll be the same for tomorrow and Wednesday. You can catch all the action right here on KWIN, 101.3 FM, 106.1 FM, 104.3 FM at 1420 AM, and on the KWIN app. That's your KWIN News Update. I'm Mike Powers.